So, Paul, I got Redbox today.
Did you?
Do you remember the tale of the Redboxing from years ago?
I do, sir.
From 4 score...
And 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
The day I was Redboxed. Yeah. We had Sam D come over here. I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember every vivid motion of this day.
See, I thought you were going to just keep making it seem like we were listening to an old episode.
Oh, yeah. No. We're traveling to the past.
People were going
to
be like, wait, what the fuck? Is this episode 72?
I should have. Show Redbox today.
Redbox?
It's episode 56 with Sam D. Say hello. I got Redbox. Now, you remember the story 4 years ago when it was like NBA 15 came out or something like that.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, I can rent this at Redbox because I obviously cannot rent from any Family Video across the United States anymore.
Credit is so bad.
You're blacklisted. Huh?
Blacklisted. Okay. They were like, you didn't return L.A. Noir from fucking 9 years ago. So
because the game was too dope to take that.
Yeah, I still have it pop it in every once in a while. No, so I...
it was a good game, I'm not gonna lie.
So I got NBA from Redbox, and I was like, this is... God.
That's what
I'm blaming, yeah. My whole thing just stopped. It was like, you can't...
You don't have the backup either?
What's up? No, I have no backup going today.
Oh, audio pool,
you're right,
dude.
That's right. So anyway, So I go to the Redbox in the hood.
Get out of town, really?
Arlington Street and Triplett, and I, at the Walgreens, and I get the game... And it's upside down in the box, so I don't even think anything of it. Right. I throw it in the car seat. I'm driving home all happy, like, I'm going to play NBA. And then I sat down on the couch, and I opened up the
case.
Hey,
babe, I want to be a basketball player.
First mistake, it was Madden.
Yeah, well, the Madden's this time.
I'm telling a football player.
I'm telling the old story here. So
NBA, I was right. All right, right on.
So I get the NBA, and I get home, and when I open it up, it's just a blank CDR with, like, the little Redbox stamper over the holes in the middle, right? And I was like, oh. I was like, how naive was I? Like,
blank CDR? I thought it was, like, it wasn't, like, someone's mixtape.
Well, that's what we hypothesized that it may be.
I put it in my CD player.
But, yeah, we never checked
NBA
it out.
NBA Jams.
That'd be amazing. On Xbox
Jock,
One.
MTV Jock Jams 95 on this shit. No, so... It was not a game. So I dealt with Redbox that day. Anyway.
Redbox was on these games.
And I was like, you know, I'll never fall for that again, you know. Only rent from the good neighborhoods and rent them early, you know what I mean?
How dare you.
So this time the new Madden was coming out and I had played my free trial on Xbox One and I was like, this is dope. There's a mode on it called Long Shot, right? It's a story mode. So intense, it made me cry. I was crying my eyes out while playing Madden. 30-year-old man crying my eyes out while this guy's high school coach is dying.
I've seen you cry a lot of times watching football.
Yeah,
so
I cry a lot.
Or a lot in
I
general.
Cry, period. Yeah. So anyway.
Wait, have you seen the NHL? The new one? 19?
No.
You started on the fucking... I cried. Yeah. I was trying to hit you up. I was like, oh, I can't see through the tears. No, but... Yeah.
They're turning to ice.
Oh, my God. It's so cold, Sean. Because I'm trying to play hockey.
That was good.
Yeah, no. Oh, fuck. I've got a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always gets balls. These
it's his thing now, yeah.
Bob Bells, I call him.
So, no, NHL 19, you start off on a pond. And you, like, work your way up through the NHL.
Yeah, Gretzky style.
To a lake.
You work from a pond to a lake to
a reservoir to a.
You start out in a harbor in Winnipeg.
It's not based out of Akron.
No, you start
it's
out
in Mogador.
You start out in a suburb in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Well, no, like the dad like ices the field behind them.
ISIS.
Yeah. He sprays water and then it freezes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it ices.
Yeah, he turns us into ISIS.
Terrorists.
He turns
his field
so
into ISIS.
Yeah, all these grass blades are terrorists. I'm
following you, though. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
it's
so
it's a story mode. It's an in-depth
which they've never done with hockey.
Yeah, yeah. They started it with Madden last year, And then, like, this was the continuation this year.
But NBA's done that, right?
Tearjerker.
They did it.
NBA's
they
done
did
it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it on NBA.
But that's and different.
Because Spike makers, Jones though. Directed it, didn't he?
Spike Jones, yeah.
I didn't even buy it. It was free on PlayStation 1. Month.
Yeah,
it was like one
but
of
he
MCs
downloaded it.
Downloaded it and it's like directed by Spike Jones.
So
Spike Jones, but I was like, holy shit, dude, what the fuck did I just get myself into?
So back to the story. I decided
found a pond and it was iced over.
Well, no, it was the day Madden came out and I was like, I'm off tonight and I don't have to go back in till 5 tomorrow, so I'm gonna get Madden tonight from Redbox and Talmadge on my way home from work. And I was on my way home at like midnight and
a better neighborhood.
Yeah, and I pull up to the Redbox kiosk.
You texted me at like 9:50.
What? This was the next day.
Oh, wow. You had that for a whole day?
No, get this. I go to the kiosk at CVS up the road, and it's down at 1 a.m. It just is a Windows XP start screen. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Redbox has ran off Windows XP? Like, holy shit.
So I went back to the hood.
No, yeah.
They took the Redboxes out of the hood since then. So.
No, they
I don't go to
they
any
have.
Redbox
they really
district.
Have. A lot. They don't
exist. I stay away from the Redbox district.
So I email Redbox. I say, hey, I have a game reserved. Any way you could look into this situation, like getting that Redbox fixed so I can get my game. And they were like, they emailed me back at like 10 a.m. the next day, like, nah, that one's
nah.
Not, like, that one's not fixed.
Dear Sean, nah.
Sorry about your luck, fam.
That one's not fixed. We're sorry you were Redboxed.
They use a term.
They
we listened to the episode 52 with Sandy. Yeah, we understand.
We get it.
We understand this is a problem.
So they gave me a promo code, and they were like, you can use it at a different Redbox. I was like, cool. So I tried to reserve it at a different Redbox. And I couldn't because I already had the reservation at the one in Talmadge. Mm. And they were like, nothing we can do about that. You just got to wait that one out. So I had to work, so I didn't worry about it. Then a couple days later, I was in Wallhaven at Walgreens, and I was like, oh, there's a Redbox right here. I wonder if Madden's right here, and I can just use my promo code. And then it was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. And I, blah, 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 used my promo code, reserved it, and was like, sweet, I got it reserved. Got out the car, trotted, tra-la-la, to the fucking Redbox. I hit return, swiped my little card, and when it printed out, like, there was a gray label, and I was like, uh-oh. And I open it up, and it's just a flimsy-ass piece of paper. Just a piece of paper. Somebody literally printed out the Madden logo.
Copied it.
Onto a little paper that fits. Like, he went so in-depth on
it.
This.
Around. Cut it out.
Like, it was...
poked a hole in the middle. There's a hole in the middle.
And then they didn't even use the same Redbox sticker. It was just a copy with the sticker on it and everything. And that still scanned fine.
Yeah, of course it would.
And that's why I still go to Family Video.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, I just got Redboxed again 5 years later. It's still happening. And they have not prevented this from happening to other people yet. I was so like, I was distraught. All my video game, I didn't even tell you about my problems with 2K. And then I'm onto this Madden problem. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 256. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Camparda.
Slim.
And we have special people here today.
We special.
Special people.
Oh gosh, I forgot. We're PC here.
What's
not
up?
At home. I'm not at home. But
what'd you
PC
do? Start speaking mentally retarded? Okay.
I would not say those words.
Was
words.
That the language you started speaking?
I just said, we special.
I'm mentally retarded.
But Paul and Josie are here. Say hello.
Hello.
Now
I'm mentally retarded.
Now it's been like a year since you've been here. What have you been doing?
Getting older, you know.
Yeah, you're old now. You were saying that before
we're just
we started.
Aging together, holding hands aging. In the bed. what's it like to be old?
What is this?
Yeah, people are snapping photos of you and just writing hashtag goals on. Yeah.
What have we been doing?
You became Americans, right?
Yeah, definitely. Trying to buy a house.
Congrats.
And thank you. And putting a lot of work into that for my dog. Mm. You guys know I love
your
my
dog.
Dog.
I saw
has
your dog
calm down
ago.
At all.
No. Mm. I saw her dog not that long ago. Remember?
You got in another fight?
Where no.
Is the last two of the media gone again?
You remember she had that little puppy she would bring here every week and just like pet the this farter. Little puppy.
She would, yeah. She just still fucking farts puppy. So much.
I went over there the other day. It was literally a bowl that came at me. It was a bowl.
I believe it. Horns and all.
Yeah.
And Josie was throwing a ball at it, and then the at ball. And the dog. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so Josie was playing with her dog. Josie was playing with her dog, Ripley.
The bull.
The bull Ripley. And it's a bull terrier. It has its name, rightfully so. Because it's a damn bull.
Yep.
Toro.
Toro. Were you wearing red? That's your first mistake.
I think I might have been.
It was a damn.
I was wearing my Leota shirt.
Fair enough.
So anyway,
did Benadryl with that dog.
So she,
you both did. Yeah, that is insane. After Leota,
drug partners. the music after, video shoot. Yeah,
after Leota video shoot, fucking, he was like, "Yeah, I'll take a Benadryl. I want to sleep with this dog." Yeah. I have a picture of Slim. Do you guys have a website? Like, I don't know.
I have it somewhere.
You dudes got blogs?
LousyWeatherMedia.com.
/ net.
Yeah. So you have, but that was from the video shoot.
Yeah, no, but both them taking Benadryl together.
So my story.
We were out.
Josie was playing with her dog, and she was throwing the ball to it. Ripley was catching the ball every time, like no problem, like a champ.
Yeah, but then
the dog started moving closer and closer to me. Like it was like, then it was to the point the dog was right in front of me.
Yeah,
she threw the ball.
Good on you.
Precious pup over
that.
Here is
Look
dying.
Look at that right now.
Ripley confused the ball with my Adam's apple.
Josie can't even breathe right now.
I'm sorry.
She's like, you're talking about my dog.
It gets better. It's about Sean.
I'm nervous for this outcome.
So she throws the ball and
Sean killed the dog.
Ripped the
with its own tooth.
Yeah. His own tooth.
A real basilisk. Yeah.
That's how I sacrificed his tooth up front. Murder a puppy.
It was pretty
gone.
Blunt.
Yeah. Where's the cat?
So but she threw the ball and Ripley went to get it and she like missed, like it bounced off her nose and the ball went right into my nose, like Ripley's face to me. And Josie said I looked like a Super Mario World when you die and you're just like, like the way he gets caught, like. Like, that's the way I looked. Like, and so I just started laughing because, it was hilarious. I was like, whoo! Like, that's the way I looked. It was great.
I got bonked.
Huh? About that, bonked on the face.
Well, I was trying so hard not to laugh. I'm sorry. It's not funny. But it is funny, but I'm really trying
I was like, it's okay.
Wait, I was expecting Ripley came at you and tackled you because it hit your nose.
No, pretty close. Oh, okay. Yeah. But no.
Trying to take my ball? Ah!
She tries to tackle me all the time.
No. Comes at him.
Your dog is attacking. Sean in the face with the ball.
You need to get her on a workout regimen.
I think that'd be scary.
Well,
Planet Fitness.
She's thick, dude. She is thick with two C's, bro. This dog is
all right.
Thick now.
Sean, I don't want to see your search history ever.
Ripley dog, thick. C.
I give new meaning to the dog and pony show, let me tell you.
You weirdo.
What's weird is this Randy Orton picture over here.
My Randy Orton picture?
It's funny, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It looks
actually,
like he's trying to seduce you.
It's getting to the point where I almost have to take him down. Did you hear the stuff that happened this week with Randy Orton?
No, I didn't.
With Randall K. Orton?
No.
He called out. Wait, was it him that called out Brock?
No, apparently all these stories came out where he would do an initiation with the new writers where he would come out completely naked and he'd be like, hold my dick. And then
with all the right,
so let me or some shit, or he'd put his like dick over his arm, like
no
look
way.
At my watch type thing, or so
hold on, you said he walked out and he's like,
Check out my Viper.
Yeah, hold
look
my at my
also, watch. All of the now writers put my watch hold it. Yeah. Now read well, my story. The
you new know writer, why they yeah. call me the Viper?
He'd be like, hold my dick and tell me any ideas you have.
These are dudes he's doing yeah, this to, right?
Non-consensual sex out of nowhere.
It's undisclosed, but it's known that it was like to everybody. So I imagine it may be dudes, maybe women, maybe both.
How is it taking this long for that to come out? What did he do?
It was like
10
years ago.
Off?
It was a long time ago that it was done.
Or
well,
piss on.
Apparently a writer had said it on a podcast like 6
writer?
Years ago.
W-R-I-T-E-R?
Yeah, a former WWE writer.
Yeah,
like
not
a guy,
writer.
A guy that
I'm like, if it's a writer, it makes
yeah.
sense. He was
well,
trying
who
to
is
get
this
an
fucking
stick.
Justin Bieber's? Fuck him.
It's the writers.
No, okay. No, sorry.
No, so yeah, he was doing weird dick things with all these people.
That's
and,
weird.
And
that's weird.
Somebody had said it on a podcast like 6 years ago, and nobody really thought anything of it.
Yeah. He
but now they like
6
time,
years ago
yeah,
was a totally
yeah,
different time.
Yeah.
It was a totally different time, man. We used to say bad things back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible things.
Yeah. Horrible.
I posted an episode of the Smokestack
yeah, I was
Smoke
about
Break.
To say, listen to Smokestack
yeah,
Smoke
Break. Yeah, they're on the internet.
Find out.
And it's
if
got,
you want to hear,
it's
be
got
a patron.
You, it's got you on it. Yeah. I can't really remember any of the stuff.
Thank God.
But me and you both, we love to throw around words, man.
Yeah.
We love
all right,
that.
So pay for that.
very
the
loose.
Fuck.
Tell me about I Can't Read, Paul.
Oh, man, we're
if you
so
pay
going.
A dollar now for our Patreon, you can win $1 billion in extortion later. Yeah. Yeah. Either of them get famous.
Audio. Yeah.
Extortion, yeah. I'm like,
I had
here's
to put it,
my whole $1,000.
See, here's the thing. I hadn't even listened.
Good luck.
I hadn't even listened to the episode yet, and I put a disclaimer. Bro. Like, you know, like.
On what?
People change. I posted it on Patreon, and when
people
I posted
change.
It, but you know, times
we
change.
We grow, we learn.
Oh,
times
yeah.
change, people
yeah.
grow. I hadn't even listened to it yet. Then when I listened to it, I was like, man, I should have put a way heavier disclaimer. Damn. Oh, shit. We love funny. America.
I came inside well, the house that day, and he was like, was I always such a dick to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
everybody
listen to other episodes. Listen to other episodes. Bobby tells me the story. Like, we opened... This is a completely different episode, not with you on it. This is just me and Bob. Bob tells me the story. He's like... He's like... And you can tell he's almost excited to tell it. He's like, bro, listen to this dream I had. I found a bag of weed. It was awesome, blah, blah, blah. He tells me a story for like 5 minutes. And when
sounds
he's,
like a sweet dream.
When he's done, I go... I'm like, that's the most boring story I ever fucking heard. Thanks for keeping up with the entertainment, Bob. And then I just move on. And I was like, damn. I was like, was this a gimmick? Like, was I mean to you on every episode as like a character? Like, was this character work?
You
oh, oh is that where
know?
I come in?
I don't remember. What's up?
Is that where I'm at now? Okay.
No, you came in now.
So years from now, you're going to be like, damn, Slim, was I always is this much
I'm
of a dick to you?
I'm working on my character work with you.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm a developing act. Yeah. So I can't read. You guys yeah, have been yeah. doing numbers lately.
The number one,
yeah.
number one podcast on the network.
I looked today. Like, I was like, yo, damn.
Consecutively.
Yeah. The past 90 days, I think.
Past 90 days, the main man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
Drinks with Larry had Marcus Bagwell on, though, so they might give you a run for your money soon.
Yeah.
Marcus Bagwell. Alexander Bagwell, the buff. He's the stuff.
Don't break your arm patting myself on the back.
no, yeah, I can't read. Number one, yeah. people.
Wow,
people have gotten into.
People can't read.
yeah, or watch movies.
It's apparently. it's the world of.
I will walk you through them like a blind man.
Yeah, yeah. People like you and Tony.
Or woman.
And so, you, what's up?
6 years ago, that would have been so different. Now
it would.
Woman with a Y.
What?
7A, like man.
Woman-y?
Or, I mean, 7E, like man.
No.
No. W-O-M-Y-N. Yeah.
Wait.
What's up, Josie?
You said woman-y? What the hell? But you guys both fucked it up.
We've
it's
missed.
Women with a Y, probably.
Yeah, women. Women with a Y instead of the E. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't spell men anymore. It just spells women.
Gotcha.
Man.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So what's up with you and your feminist outlook, Josie?
Oh, what?
You're always... You've always been a beacon of feminism on this podcast.
Well, I still hate men, and I hate this room.
No, God, no.
The beacon, the pinnacle.
I'm ready for everyone to roll me into a ball and bowl me out of my vagina.
that was a great conversation.
Down the lane.
How often I made people uncomfortable with that one. Like, you came on this podcast to promote your stuff. Do you not want to share it? All right, let me tell you about bowling women with their vaginas. Two in the pink, one in the stink. Roll it right down the lane.
It's actually classic. It kind of works out perfect. Steer. Yeah,
it's on the poster. But you have to wear certain shoes when you do it, though.
Yeah, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Only bowl so hard. Yeah. No, it's fun hanging out with you. We were just playing Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Paul fouled out.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
See, I had
like playing Super games Nintendo with him when he's drunk because I win. Like,
yeah,
it's really like when we play Halo, I just take charge. It's just all
Paul, yeah, you which are one? A gamer. Like,
no, not really.
No, I'm talking about Paul. Oh, Paul's a gamer.
Not you so can't much. Play Halo 1, Paul.
He can. I'm just better. Because he gets drunk, and I'm just better then.
Dig that.
There sober.
Are you going to leave him hanging?
I'm just like, hey.
He's like, hey.
Go ahead. Oh, man.
You're
going to
hit my hand. Please. Will you please hit my hand?
She actually does way better than me.
So, you guys play original Halo? Is it like backward compatible, or you got the old Xbox?
No, backward compatible.
It is, yeah. Everything's backward compatible now.
I was thinking about that.
I think that's what I'm promoting.
You're here to promote backward compatibility.
Halo 1, yeah. No,
that's Xbox, what we do. That's what
Xbox
we do now.
Xbox 1, it's incredible.
Just like the, I mean, just honestly, like first episode
see
ever.
Where it all started.
We worked on it for a long time.
Promoting Halo.
The first episode of the podcast, with our guest Kedron Silcox, world champion Halo.
You guys are now Halo champions.
Fight the Sean.
Don't talk to me till you beat it on Legendary.
Okay.
Actually, all of them. Be all of them on Legendary.
Slim was so confident in that. Like, he had his eyes closed, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, bit his lip, and nobody listening could see the face I made, but it was important. I bit my lip, closed my eyes, and nodded really intently.
He never will.
It's
just face. Doesn't anything.
These are the records I hold. These are the records I'll take to my grave.
So. All right. Yeah.
I hope you accomplish more than that.
Me too. But
okay.
That's funny.
Great ball and Slim.
So one of our favorite stories to tell on this podcast.
Oh.
the one. So there's the
is
first.
Is there something
one,
you've pissed on that I don't know about?
The number one story is all the stories you pissed
TVs
on people
in a row.
Have you pissed on anybody since last October?
No, just Ripley.
No,
not on anybody.
Not on the dog. Either.
Have you pissed on the in the house? Has he wandered
you
off?
You gotta show
pissed?
Dominance, dude. I mean, I
can
it.
Tell on her face that you have pissed somewhere in the house.
Well, she thinks
this is a personal issue. This kind of a. This we're
I don't know if we
want to
talk
here.
About
no,
this.
No, we do. I do. I
well,
will.
I know.
So
Paul's gonna hate me.
Let's
tomorrow.
Set it up a little bit, though. But Paul has randomly pissed on Bobby's Christmas tree. Christmas
he hates
tree.
Christmas, by the way.
His Christmas tree. Now Bob hates.
Yeah,
Christmas.
No,
Bob hates Christmas.
I <No, laughs> really bad memories. No.
You flooded
you hated Christmas before that.
You flooded his basement. Pissing.
That is
before.
True. Yeah.
Pissed on Matt Stevens.
Then, yeah, we found that out too. Yeah.
Also, it wasn't my Christmas tree though. It was my family.
It was a. Family, grandpa likes
so
to
much.
Hook that up.
All right,
grandpa,
don't bring grandpa into that. Fuck you for that.
Sorry,
I was making a joke.
Sorry, sorry, right, you were making a joke, pissing on it. No, sorry.
Sorry. Well, sorry. It'll be a running joke on the podcast, Bob. This will all work out great.
Sorry. Sorry.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
But no, okay. So Paul's been legendary for pissing.
A real legend.
Does he have a new pissing story?
Well, yes.
Okay.
The short answer is yes.
So one day, I live
Paul.
In a house that my dad owns.
Try one of these, Paul. You'll like it.
And my dad came over one day.
Just hit it, no button.
And we walk into the basement.
Yeah.
And we're looking at stuff because we're going over, like, plans, what we're going to do. And I look down into this bucket, and
into
it's
a
white bucket. So close enough to a toilet, right?
Yeah.
All I look there down. Were kittens.
You just piss. It's,
into
yeah,
this
it's a cigarette.
White bucket.
Kittens.
It's a cigarette, Paul.
I look
back
down
this
into
way.
This white bucket, and my dad is standing right next to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's pee? Is that pee? and I stick my face down. Yes, I smelled it.
Smelled like piss.
It smelled like piss.
Human urine.
Human urine. Yes, because who else would piss in a bucket?
Probably kitties.
3 feet high because it was a giant bucket that I had a party later on and I put drinks in. I washed it out real good.
Okay, you guys
did come to the. Well, Bob came later.
At least nobody was eating the ice out of it. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So one of the first impressions of Paul to my father is we found Paul's piss bucket in the basement.
Oh no!
You should have just. Why didn't you just cover it? You should have been like, "Oh, we had a wild rager here. We had Party X, whatever the fuck that movie was called."
Wait, hold on.
Because Paul was mad at me about this. He was upset. He's like, "What?"
With her cape or my cape? How are you going to hide this?
What, you could have said the toilet was clogged. Dad, I had
no. He was already down there.
Or just be like some random person pissed.
I was just as startled because Paul hasn't. Taylor doesn't even live there anymore.
My sister pissed in it. I don't know.
To the top, to the rim.
It could have been years old.
Honestly, that would have been good.
No. Oh, see. Just bought that.
That's
thing
why
like
Taylor
a month ago,
shouldn't live here anymore. Fuck her, right, Dad?
That's why I think of my
feet.
But instead, you
were
like, "Oh yeah, Paul sometimes gets hammered."
He might. Well, my dad had his face in it too. My dad sniffed your piss, dude.
I can't
Total
wait to move
dominance.
In.
I'm fucking your daughter and you sniffed my piss.
That's what I'll say to next time.
God, yeah, I can't wait till you ask for her hand in. I would like to marry your daughter. I know you smell my piss.
No, Roman asked for the loan for the house.
you don't know what he likes. You don't know.
Oh, God. Whoa! Slim, boy.
You don't know. Slim just envisions her dad like dumping it on himself.
I didn't know. No, you went farther than I did. No.
And, like,
the
Trump.
Pee.
But so you guys have had fun stories.
Yeah. Oh, what about the time Paul made a pizza after I went to bed and I woke up at 7 a.m. and my whole house was filled with smoke?
It was a Totino's.
And the pizza,
party pizza.
And the pizza was legit charcoal in my oven. And Paul was passed out.
Falling asleep with the oven is a hard. It's a hard thing not to do.
I've done it myself. I was boiling water and I fell asleep. This is when I first got Ripley. And
I came to your house that day and the whole house smelled like eggs.
Shit. Yeah, it smelled like eggs. Awful. Yeah,
you were boiling eggs.
I was boiling eggs.
I was just Paul's piss.
But the thing is, I had done that same thing like 2 years ago when I went to Pittsburgh. We got that hotel
Pittsburgh.
With the kitchen. Pittsburgh. Yeah, yeah. We were boiling hard boiled eggs and me and Amber both fell asleep and then we woke up with. Like there's no water in the pan, and just
black.
Eggs melted to the bottom of it.
You think it
smelled
like
piss? We checked out. No, it smelled like
eggs.
Eggs. Yeah,
farts.
We checked out with that room just awful. Like it was the morning we were checking out.
Like
too. We had to check out at like 11. This was at like 9. We woke up to check out like
had
oh shit.
Breakfast too. They're just like, oh, we walk downstairs, we'll get this breakfast. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
This hotel's breakfast was awesome. It was a Nature Valley granola bar. here's our complimentary breakfast,
would
the
you
granola
like some
bar.
Eggs, and you guys just throw up?
No. Her farts smell so bad.
Granola bar city.
Speaking of farts,
granola
I got a question.
Farts.
Okay, fart city.
It's not real fart city. Yeah.
Fart question.
No, I want to know, this is a really weird rant. Random thing, but speaking of farts,
what do your farts smell like?
No, God, no.
Everything.
Okay, two questions. Okay. So first off, like, how do you feel about your significant other farting? And two, do you like the smell of your own brand?
So I'll answer first.
All right,
like I'll dive into this.
My girl will leave the room to fart, and I think that's fine.
Does she tell you she's leaving to fart though?
No.
Okay.
But I know she is because she's done it before, and she'd be like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm sorry if you smell it. I've been freaked out about it." I'm like, "Dude, it's fine. I've been farting this whole time," and so I have no shame. I'll just, if I gotta fart, I gotta fart. Like, you gotta live with that.
So. Do you poop in front of her too? Not in front of her. But like, if she's at your, okay.
She can't be in the room. That's still weird. It's a new relationship. In the bathroom, that's weird to me.
That's weird. I'm just saying in the same house. Because Paul and I live across the street from each other. We don't poop in the same house.
Yeah, we don't even poop in the same house?
Not usually. Oh my God, Paul. It has happened.
I open one of Paul's beers and just explodes all over me.
He's been playing in this moment.
revenge.
No, pooping in the same house doesn't bother me because she's got air freshener and shit. Like, all right.
Okay. All right, Bob, how do you feel? You didn't wait. Time out. You didn't answer if you like the smell of your own farts.
So,
aren't you glad you invited us over?
So, there's no like. It's only death.
No way. Hold on.
Your farts are that bad. You do eat like shit.
Here's the thing. I had some eggs this morning.
Oh, okay.
And I mixed it with chip chop ham, as well as tomatoes and Gugusberg baby Swiss. So, so when I end up farting 3 hours later, I was like, "Oh my God!" But I didn't leave the room. I just sat in it, like, "Damn, that's rough." What am I supposed to do? Like, it's my own brew. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. But it's. You can sit in.
I'm not that bastard. Like, smells like.
No, I couldn't sit in somebody else's fart like that, but I have to sit in my own like that all the time.
I've never met a girl with farts as bad as mine are. So until I do,
I'll order a pizza, and that means I'm having pizza three times in a row.
I'm already you know blanky. What I
mean? That's pizza for dinner, pizza for breakfast, pizza for dinner, basically.
Yep.
So the day after,
for the last month,
the day after, I'm on my way
with
home.
The fucking pizza delivery dude.
I will eat this for the next. Three meals.
Yeah. And I will tip you $1 per day.
But I'll be, hey, you got any Beano in your car?
I'll be on my way home from work just like, hey, you don't notice it till you get out of the car and then get back in. You're like, oh, damn. Oh, God, smells like fart in here.
Oh, I do that all the time. Dude, no. I was like, how the fuck?
No, no. I'm talking about a couple days after you ate pizza for three meals in a row. Yeah. Especially that Domino's.
Days after?
Yeah.
Pizza well, because I've had it.
The cheese.
I had it for night, then in the morning, then at night. The next day. My farts are whack.
Had it for night and then the morning and the night. No.
Yeah, my farts are whack, bro. Whack. When it's like whack. That. I'll be driving home from work. I'll get out of the car to go in Circle K. And then when I get back in the car. No, when I get back in the car, I'm like, damn, that is fucking rank.
Sometimes they're different and it's interesting. Like, like shower farts are different altogether. It's like water mixes with it. It's like, nah, this is weird.
What do you mean shower farts?
When water mixes with farts,
it's just different.
Shower farts are like magic.
Yo.
Okay?
I don't know how much.
For real. No, time out. Sean's like, I'm cutting this off. They float in water droplets. It's weird.
What the fuck is
that? Okay, I've never had that.
I imagine like a weird
water droplets
Disney.
With the farts on you.
I've never looked back at it, but...
Both I just feel like it's a it floats it
it's like a weird Disney
they all float down here like you just perspire
yeah,
up
yeah.
Anyways, what the fart does that mean?
I've never looked back at a fart like oh did anything
you
come out of this
see a fart. Maybe you can.
You can't
you see it with a lighter.
Wait, hold on. Did you say that Slim you can see a fart?
What kind of contacts do you have?
Yeah, he's got glasses, and you're like, I don't. Slim, can you see a fart?
I said,
I
you
can.
Can't see a fart.
Yeah, and he's,
he
can.
Said, you just look back, and I'm like, what do you, well, you can't see a fart. What, would you?
You just said
back?
Water droplets get up, and it's bubbly.
The smell.
And
it's like I'm just
a
saying, like,
brown
it's a,
gas.
The, not, there's no, nothing, you close your
visual
you eyes are closed, okay? Mm-hmm. Eyes are closed.
Yeah, we're just experiencing.
Nose everyone open. Just experience.
You know when Josie farts when her eyes are closed.
I'm pretty sure
I'm
this is
kidding.
One of those
this went way wrong. This went way wrong.
How often do you meditate, Josie?
This is a real weird ASMR video.
I don't know what that means.
Either way.
It's like okay. They put you to sleep with words.
You guys are old.
Yeah. ASMR?
No, yeah, they're weird videos.
Motherfucker, you're like 30.
Sean's hip. I keep him young.
Yeah, he keeps
that's
me
why
young.
I'm here.
Sean, you're like 27.
I know what ASMR is.
Sean, you're like so my age.
People, oh, they get these 360 surround microphones, right? Where it's like one ear. And then they'll like tickle them and be like,
the microphone?
Oh, that's like weird. People jerk
hour long
that
videos
shit.
Of that shit. It's really weird. Yeah, it's creepy. It's and weird. It's all over YouTube. It's what?
You ever listen to Mark Zuckerberg talk? That's ASMR.
That's ASMR.
They'll have girls whisper. They'll whisper things into your ear.
Yeah, and it'll go from like ear to ear, and it'll just be like.
But no. Paul had to take his earphones off.
What are we talking about?
I can't deal with this. This is too much for me.
Bob can't hear anything.
No, what the fuck are we even talking
Bob's
about?
Bob's about to go to sleep for this episode. Like, yo.
It's called like. It's like. It's something about your equilibrium. Aquatic semblance memory rebellion or something.
It's when they talk to you.
This
like this
made up words. Over
here. No, but it's what the fuck are you talking about? It is like you said, Mark Zuckerberg talking. Is
oh,
that?
He said that as a joke. Yeah.
You ever heard him talk? It's really weird. Yeah, anyway,
but what is it really? When people whisper like that?
And no, they just talk really like sensual, and it goes fetish. Like a, like Sean said, it goes from ear to ear.
Yeah, people like.
And, you said is aquatic something?
I was making up.
Oh God, you guys are.
Hang on, I'm gonna Google it.
Headphones.
Josie, Google it.
No.
I know
the only things I'm confused about is when he was fucking with me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No. Oh. I don't
what are you trying to give her headphones?
Here, take mine.
Autonomous sensory median response.
There you go.
Autonomous sensory median response is an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins with the scalp and moves down the back and neck to the upper spine.
This doesn't sound like a vocal thing.
So. It is.
But it can be. It can be.
It is.
It's supposed to make you feel
when you
things,
hear
yeah.
it and it hits you in like when you hear it in both ears, it's supposed to like make that like give you that.
It's like an erotic
sensation. Yeah.
Hypnosis.
Sensational.
Let's put you some headphones on and we'll whisper. We'll whisper.
Name my new album.
Nothing's in your ears.
We might have just broke.
Sensational.
We might have found Bobby's new thing.
We found the fifth wall.
Yeah, I know I'm hard now. Keep going.
See, it's so, Bobby Bells out here.
So about, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Bell got a ring.
There was something I was about to say to you because it's 10:30. So
but were you going
to
whisper it?
But oh, no. I do remember now. I found the perfect place for you to live, Paul. I was searching the internet just for you. And
well,
in Paris.
Out.
Okay, go ahead.
I need his rent money.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
You guys can move there together, all right? Buy a house here.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
So, in Paris, they've decided to put piss boxes.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
over town.
Open air piss.
Yeah,
open air
it's
urinals.
Just like a box where you're supposed to just walk up, put your
well,
dick
yeah,
in, and piss.
Piss mansion over there.
It's just in the city streets.
A dick in a box.
Yeah, you just put
oh,
your
no.
and they'd like growing plants.
Never been to that
so
restaurant.
Many people were pissing on the streets that they were like, okay, we'll solve this problem. We'll just install.
Okay, what do a piss box?
Bobby, piss
That's not
box.
A French accent.
I
what the hell was it? That was Irish or something.
They should totally get Justin Timberlake to fucking.
Can we play a round of heads before we
do this? Who's got French?
Remember
who
the game Paul made?
Oui,
no.
There
you go.
Who's got French?
Puis-je ajouter ce papier?
Was that piss in a box, please?
Part
no, it's may I throw my trash away. May I throw my paper away. Finn.
Part
duh. But yeah, so they got piss boxes everywhere for you because you like
thank
to
God. Yeah, piss,
piss
everywhere.
Places.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
So when you need to go, you just relieve yourself.
Yep, right in there. The box. The right.
People
the
are really
box.
Upset about it though.
Right in the
because it is
I
a little box. Weird that
but
people
I think
be pissing
it's a good
on the
idea.
Street.
What about shits?
No shits.
Nah, I don't think you can shit in this box.
How shit?
Can't shit in the box.
They're like on a pole.
People are
like, you just walk up to it.
People shit in urinals, so.
No. Wait, hold on. Like,
you walk up to it like this. Let me just go. And then you're just standing in the streets like this.
Sean's peeing on the dining room table.
Yeah,
yo, stop.
Sean's dick's
back.
Out.
Back.
They figured out how to handle pissing.
He's pulling
in
an organ on us.
But they haven't figured
wait,
out shitting
yet. Hold on, Bobby. I'm
better
like,
hold it while I tell
like,
you my story.
Like 100 miles away from that. But
okay, go ahead.
I'm like, I'm going to piss in this bag forever.
In a bag?
Yeah.
People do that.
And I'll throw
well,
the
not
window.
To make you feel so ashamed. I've pissed in Bobby's closet and left it there one time.
I was like, what the
what
fuck?
For?
But then I was
going
like,
to say,
oh, yeah.
Bob had that expression like, wait a minute, what?
No. Back in the day, in the same house that you pissed on the
you
tree.
You motherfuckers.
I had a Denny's like cup where it had two sides, and I filled up both sides.
And Bob's closet.
And left it there, yeah. Never
Bob,
threw it away.
Why are you friends with them?
I don't know.
Well, I like abusement.
He was so like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Bob likes abusement and punishment.
No, you I moved know. Out of there
abusement.
Very soon.
It Bob likes my, abusement.
No, yeah. First of all.
Submissive ass.
That wasn't my house. It was my mom's house.
Yeah, it was your mom's
and
house.
My mom
in the
was a crackhead, meth head hoarder.
Yep.
And we just pissed.
And she got all the piss cups, so they fit in. The house
might as well have been
a urinal.
It was a piss house. And I fucking moved out when I was 15, because fuck that place.
I think the dog was... I think that dog was annoying, and I was like, I don't want
to. That dog's the only dog that ever bit me.
I was like, I don't want
to. Other than later on, when I was hanging out there and drinking in the basements, and people would piss in the fucking sink in the laundry room.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to piss
there
anymore.
But you were afraid to piss in the sink in the laundry room.
No, we weren't allowed to piss there anymore.
No.
We were still I didn't want to go upstairs.
You just didn't like doing it.
This is getting cut out of the podcast.
So you went into the closet.
I was never scared to pee in the sink.
No, I promise. We weren't allowed to piss in the sink anymore, I think, because Paul flooded it.
He didn't
with piss? Maybe, yeah.
It was like, not no yet. More piss.
Well, I always had to go upstairs because I was
a
girl.
You're a female, yeah.
Yeah,
you
and
can't just piss
in the never said that you
can't just piss in a Denny's cup.
How was I going to piss in your utility sink?
Exactly,
there was a door and there was two... It was a laundry room. No, I don't think so, but there was a washing machine and a dryer on both sides of the sink.
So I could hold myself up.
Push yourself whichever way you want.
It was all even leveled. Oh. Yeah, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So saying,
hook one
if
leg
I was
up
a girl,
on
I would have.
If I was a girl.
In
that's,
hindsight.
That's the Beyonce song we never heard right there.
If I was a girl, I would have.
I would have pissed in the utility sink.
And then parentheses, pissed in the utility sink.
Yeah.
It's a Beyonce R. Kelly collaboration.
That's funny.
Piss on me.
I'm in the sink. Yeah.
Paul, remember the game? Remember the game you made up? You wore a tie and everything.
Yeah. The night that I went over there that we briefly mentioned earlier, he brought it up like 8 times.
Alright, yeah, I understand this joke.
No, I was being serious. Let's talk about it.
What is it?
It was USA of AIDS or something like that.
Yep, USA of AIDS.
That's why I left the
show. US Q&A, that's what it was going to be.
US Q&A, yeah.
Old controversial Paul.
USA of AIDS.
USA of AIDS. I don't know. That's what it sounded like.
Raising awareness.
Did you already drink your Blue Moon?
Yeah.
This dude, he's on fire. He's on fire right now. Do you want me to give you guys a ride home?
I'm good.
You walked here?
No, I drove. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
United States of AIDS America.
Not what it said, Bob.
But no, the game you made, yeah.
USA Q&A.
It was US Q&A. USA STD.
And the question that made me all angry was the who was the president in Independence Day? Yeah. I remember this like it was yesterday. You don't have to tell me twice. But it wasn't like I was angry. I was just intense because I'm a competitive guy. I mean, you saw me playing Super Nintendo.
Oh, that Will Smith movie? Yeah.
I was like, Independence Day. This guy with his Will Smith movies.
Yep.
We all know.
Who is the leader of the robots in iRobot?
Yeah, your favorite movie. I was going to say your favorite movie is
AI.
Oh,
my God. I forgot his name.
It's iRobot.
Sonny.
It was Sonny!
Dude, this dude. Why are you helping him?
I didn't even know there was a leader of the robots. I was just throwing
You were just making shit up.
I don't even know if that's
that
right.
That
is
was
that
my...
Right? Is that
it
right?
Was.
Okay.
It was right. That was my phone a friend.
Sonny's actually from A Bronx Tale.
I feel like we could just tell Slim things that happened in that movie right now and he would believe us.
His
names.
Do you remember when the robot grabbed the other robot and climbed up a tree and threw him into the swamp?
No, there was no swamp because it's in a city. But
Paul
I do remember when he fucking spider walked over that one and fucking just yoked his neck off. That was great.
Yoked his neck off. Sounds like a rap thing.
With William Fitchner?
Uh-huh.
No, don't remember that one.
See, I wish I did have a game right now just to play a game.
I have heads up still, I think.
You're like, I got this. I have games for days. I want to play Heads Up 7-Up. Somebody tap head.
We got to turn the lights off first.
Isn't that how you play Heads Up 7-Up?
You got to hide the bone. Wait.
A bone?
We always hid.
I remember you put your head down and then somebody would tap your head. It was like Duck Duck Goose.
You like put your hand up when they tap your head?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You put your head down when you tap your head.
But I'm not sure what you do after that, though.
Five people.
We're playing accents.
No. Yeah.
what is this? But no, Heads Up. 7-Up. Where you would... Yeah, you put your hand up when you tap. And then you had to guess who tapped your head.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Yeah, and they sit back down and then... They put their hand
they
up.
They have a Hey Mr. DJ. Get your teammate. DJ. Oh, wait, no, wait.
What is that?
I'm not humming.
You're not humming.
No.
You're like, oh. So that would be good for audio, though. You'd be like, hmm, hmm.
All right, let's try it.
Whoa. Oh, God, is there an ad playing?
It's Ellen DeGeneres on the
headset. I got Ellen, too.
Ellen.
Swipe up.
Same game?
What is this?
Swipe up.
Why you got your phone on? We swipe here.
No, no, you got it, Josie. Slim's just backing out.
I was on heads up.
He's got it.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I got hit. Oh, are you the same? Got it's not too. The same game.
Yeah. Yes, it's the exact same game. I'm just one step ahead.
Well, she's a step ahead, so let her go.
All right, good.
Who's playing?
I'm across from you. It'll be me and you and Slim and Paul.
Okay. Fuck. Bob, you can be on their team, too.
I don't even know that song. Skip it. I don't know that. Oh, what's I do
song?
Know that
what's
one.
What's the category?
Hey, Mr.
Bob's
DJ.
On my team.
I'm gonna do bad.
I don't know that one too.
We hit me a neck.
Nope. Skip it. Hold on, Wilson Phillips.
Oh,
I know this one. I know this one. I wish I could just do the Juicy J verse. fuck it. That was Dark Horse. Oh.
Heat of the moment. We are the champions!
Yeah! Damn it. That one counts.
No.
We got it. That one counts.
He's not that.
No. We got that one count.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. We are the champions. I tried Don't Go Breaking My Heart with the one.
Shouldn't
Don't
me,
Go Breaking My Heart. I couldn't
I got headphones on.
And and I had Katy Perry Dark Horse was the one was where I was like,
It was the one where you gave her the big.
Is that where you're humming?
Yeah,
you're like, Juicy J is in Juicy this track. You know it.
Oh, oh okay. I don't know. All right.
Paul's gonna go.
Let's do it.
Slim Bob.
Oh,
yeah,
I've got two teammates.
I'm not excited about this. Skip.
I couldn't even read that.
It said the Chainsmokers.
She makes music?
Yeah, that one song.
Who?
Skip.
Anna Kendrick.
You don't know that song? Yesterday.
Skip.
Somebody.
Wait,
you don't know that song? God, stop skipping everything.
What?
Skip.
I'm on the team too, and I know all these songs, dude.
You gotta hum it.
Fucking skip Ace of Base. What the fuck?
It's a different song. Different song. No. Different song now.
Skip it.
No, skip!
Wow.
Wow, you guys are terrible. At least me and you
skip.
Try.
Skip.
Yeah, skip, that one goes.
Skip, skip, skip.
That one actually skip.
I don't know any of.
Here you go, Sean. Ready?
Fuck them all. Fuck them all.
We got that one.
Listen, can we pick a new
category? At all, Bob.
Can we pick a new category, please?
At all.
Because you went down.
I don't like this.
Why are you looking at it? Why are you looking at
it? I'm putting them all down on accident. I got to go up. So they just got like six correct.
Can we pick a new category?
We're playing our game now.
No, we're not on ours yet. We're on ours.
Can we pick a new category?
He handed you the. Hold up.
I see. Yeah.
Dude, Slim had so many good songs that he just straight up
skipped. Good Riddance from Green Day.
He skipped.
And then Signs from Ace of
Base.
Right, two in a row.
He skipped Yesterday from the Beatles. Like, goddamn, come on.
I don't know Yesterday.
Yeah, that
would have
been hard to hum.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but
something
it
about
hard to
cooking
hum
you eggs.
But hum Yesterday. Hum it. Yeah, exactly. It's weird. I was like, "What? How am I gonna hum that shit?"
Can we do another challenge, please?
After me and Josie win,
do animals or something.
You ready, Josie? Hum
Whoa!
This shit.
You're already
Wait,
gonna
you
win.
You can't win if we
hum
tie
it.
With
on,
zero.
I can't hear.
Skip. Skip.
Fuck. Smooth the phone, you asshole.
Yeah, I don't know any of those songs. Oh.
Hold on. Hold on. Start again. I believe I can fly.
Mm-mm.
One more time. And I
landslide.
Is this something I would know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you got it.
Was
Paul.
Mm. Oh, closing time.
I told
whoa!
Okay. Gonna hear you over here.
You were just really hard.
You were so confident that he didn't know closing time.
Yeah. I wouldn't closing. Have, like, Stacey, Stacey's mom and closing time are the only
anyone
ones
anyone that has
got
ever been in a bar ever knows closing
Sean,
time.
Sean, you hear about Stacey's mom dying at 55?
No. Stacey's mom died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 55. Slim.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Accents and impressions.
I didn't get the fuck up.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Enable what? Microphone.
No way, what? Jose.
Oi.
How do I just start it?
What is accents?
Oi.
God, I'm so bad at this.
Me too.
All my accents.
Slim's trying to. Okay. All
right,
I'm going first.
I'm just trying to win something.
Let's do it.
So. All right, I guess I'm going
give
first.
Give me an accent.
Totally, like, oh my God.
Oh, Valley Girl.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to my wedding today. I make euros.
Eastern European?
And, no, I make euros.
Greek?
Wow. What does that mean?
Fucking skip. I'm a Walt made me, and I'm a
pirate,
and I don't even think I speak in most of
Mario.
The
I mean,
I
not
like
fucking
actually.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, thank you. Took me a second.
Oh, God.
This is gonna be great. We're gonna make this great. This country is great. I'm gonna make
fucking
it great
Trump?
Again.
This is gonna be great. We're gonna do this. It's gonna be great.
A gorilla?
I live on Sesame Street. Now you want to laugh.
Elmo?
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck you. I'm going home.
Fucking Carmen?
Yeah.
What else?
Hey,
like
hey.
Canadian?
Yeah.
What?
I see.
I got that Canadian. I got that Canadian. That is
Canadian. Just off of A.
One, two.
Hey, I'm going home.
I'd have been like the Fonz.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
I give him that.
So I got six of them. You made me skip Cockney. I would have got Cockney.
What is Cockney?
That's like Eastern British.
Yeah, like
it's like very Cockney slang.
To the football match.
Yeah, football match. Yeah,
afterwards.
You could just be like,
hello.
Cock spar. That's like skinheads. I love that.
I would have never known that.
Oh yeah, you couldn't say cock because of cock spar and cockney. Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Cock spar.
I don't know, but on like things like Elmo, I would rather you said Mo instead of Sesame Street.
You guys
want to
try?
Me and Paul or me and
well, Paul's pissing, so you're
well,
going with Bob.
Paul's not
pissing
here right now.
Yeah,
for our team.
You just swipe it up and put it on your head, Slim.
I go down if it is.
No, yeah, you move it down if it's
down.
Correct.
If I can't get it up, if I do.
Yeah. No. Other way. Other way.
Yeah, I know.
Down if all it's right. Correct. Up if you pass. Yeah.
Nineteen bison, bunten bison.
See.
Close, but
German.
Yep.
There you go. Correct.
How's that close? Those are different.
I microwaved my kids in a microwave and got away with
Hansel
it.
And Gretel?
Scientist?
No. It's a girl. She got away with.
Come
murder.
On, dude. What's her accent?
Sarah Palin.
Jackass. No.
Listen,
it's not an accent. Go
we've
ahead.
We've been through this a
right,
million times. I do every movie ever.
The
I do
March
the voice
of the Penguins.
Yeah, that one.
Jim Carrey?
It's Morgan Freeman. Skip.
close, the voice of God from Jim Carrey movie.
Right next to Ohio.
No, do the accent, you fuck.
Well, there's no accent for me. Skip. There's no accent for Michigan.
Yeah,
skip
there
it.
Is.
I just watched a Fred Armisen special. There is.
I come to you from my country. I'm going to beat Conor McGregor's ass.
That's so terrible.
He's Russian.
That was the worst Russian
yo,
I've ever heard.
So speak of these things. Mike Tyson.
I love Slim
Russian
at this
besides
game.
Besides an MMA fucking reference.
Slim is the
it's
worst
Khabib.
At this game.
Khabib is the Russian that's going to beat Connor.
Slim, that no matter when we play, Slim's the worst.
Name off what my options were, because Sarah Palin, she all microwaved right. Her kids. Well, so what's your accent for that?
She did not
no
microwave
one microwaved
her kids.
Their kids. That would be an
for Sarah news. Palin. All right, here you go, Sarah Palin. I can see Alaska from my
Sarah
backyard,
right there.
Don't you know?
Oh,
or
who
my
am I? Wait,
I can see Russia from
wait,
my backyard.
Wait, who am I thinking
you know?
Of?
No, as soon
who
as
am I thinking
I
of?
I wouldn't have got that. If you
Sarah Palin's
Alaska,
a political chick. Who am I thinking of?
Fucking state. What the fuck's that chick?
Her name's
name?
Sarah also.
First of all,
she
how
killed
do
her kid and got away with it.
Accent a Sarah Palin.
Morgan Freeman.
She does not sound different than anybody else in the world.
She's Alaskan, yeah. Morgan Freeman was, because it's just it's impressions or accents.
Oh, well, that would have just been like, I like guns, I'm an idiot, and I'm from Alaska.
he did Morgan Freeman pretty well, I thought.
Well, then he said March of Penguins. Every movie
I said March of Penguins.
Oh, you said March of
Penguins? Yeah.
The penguins marching on.
You confused me.
He's trying to help us, Bob. Yeah,
I was March like, of Penguins. Isn't that the movie with Jim Carrey in it?
No, it's the documentary about penguins.
That was Happy Feet, I'm pretty sure.
No, dude. I'm thinking of a movie with Jim Carrey and penguins.
Yeah, probably Happy Feet. I don't know.
I don't think it was called Happy. Just so, movie with Jim Carrey and penguins.
Then you had Russian.
With Jim Carrey and penguins?
Yeah.
And then you have...
Is that Happy Feet?
Me, and then the last one
was...
No, it's the only people in it are Jim Carrey and penguins.
Then the last one was Mike Tyson. Did you... You didn't even do Mike Tyson, did you?
I'm trying to say something.
I just know there was some animal...
Mr. Popper's Penguins. He said the March of the Penguins, so I thought Jim
Carrey, head this time, Josie. I think they got one more time after us. I was about to say, we've already won. But
you did.
Not even keeping track, though.
At what, the same is this time. Accent still?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is round two.
What?
God damn it. NWA, I'm coming back at this.
Compton?
No. Close, what? Dog, what am me? I?
Oh, yo. Gosh, this sounds really, like, man, setting me up see? For a very man. Racist thing.
Man, see, no. I'm gonna rob the bank.
Hey, yeah. The fishes. Curtains.
Sorry.
Oh, R2-D2, you acting weird. Oh.
C-3PO.
Yeah.
How was that a good impression?
A matzo balls.
Italian. What?
No, go ahead.
He doesn't talk, goddamn.
I'm from the country. We like to ski. Ooh.
Sweet.
Yeah. There's a movie about where I'm from.
Transylvania.
Yeah, there you go.
What the fuck?
I'm about to catch this wave, bro.
Oh, surfer dude. Oh, close, fucking Valley dude. Oh, no, fucking
California, but we skipped it. I mean, we missed
Who's
it.
Who's it go to?
Bob.
Bob and
me. I did it last
Bob,
time. You suck.
Yeah, Slim's head, and then Bob's doing the accents.
Wait.
We got four. Ready?
Wait, Slim, can I go?
Yes,
you want to go with Bob? You and Bob both guess on Slim's accents. Or do you want them to do accents to you?
No, yeah.
It's your Slim choice.
Accent to me.
Alright, so okay. Put it on.
Then you have to put it on
Paul's
head.
Yeah, right.
But Bob can guess too, though, so it works out good.
Yeah.
Or Bob, so, wait, no.
We need to catch up.
Hold
up.
They can both.
Hold up. Bob controls pass. No, when Slim says pass, don't fucking listen to him. Let Bob go. Because goddamn, last time was bad.
Hey, I'm riding the waves,
Oh, goddamn it.
We ride the waves.
Ride the waves, dude.
That sucks.
I'm catching the gnarly waves, dude.
Cool runnings.
Pass. No.
It's pass.
pass.
I know what that means.
From the Muppets.
Oh.
I'm running. Right, oh, Jenny.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Yep. No, yeah.
Got one.
Skip.
I got.
We have eight.
I got
no,
that one.
No,
no, do not go say
ahead.
That.
Wait.
There you go.
You will guess. I will do.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do that accent. Go ahead.
You will guess.
Guess right. You will.
Guess right. You will.
It was.
Who talks like that?
Hey, yo! I'm fucking trying to get a cheesesteak.
No.
Yeah, start over.
No.
Shit, yo! He's fucking this all up. He's fucking this up.
No.
He's fucking this.
No, you're only impression.
I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Paul fucked this all up.
Paul is wasted. His eyes looked. He looked like he was a meth head. Like each of us were tossing rocks.
I would love for anybody listening to this, because the pockets just turned into all of us going. No.
Do you still not get it?
Let me go against Bob, because
so Paul
fucked this all up.
What are the only impressions I know?
No, what is the only one he knows?
Yeah. No, the impression I know.
God,
that's the only one he knows.
That's my impression.
Sean.
Yeah.
Oh. Perhaps you would want to.
You said
no. He would have said Sean.
Sean impression.
Do anything.
That right, was
let me go against Bob because God.
You got
you might as well.
Guy.
Ready, Bob?
Yes.
He said, let me go against Bob.
Thank you.
No.
No.
This is about to be ugly.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Look at hey,
that was a good one.
Fuck up. The ring, it's mine.
Schmeagol.
Yeah, that counts.
Well, Homer, you gotta be
Marge.
Right.
No,
you gotta be. I'm your neighbor, Homer.
Slanders. Smithers.
Yeah. No.
Ned Flanders.
Yeah. He said Flanders and then he said Smithers.
He said Slander.
I like
guns and I like barbecue sauce and I want to build a wall. Because that's the state
Trump?
I'm in.
No, yeah.
George W. Bush.
If I was in a state, closer. If I'm from a state, it's this state.
Nope.
He's Texan. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just well, I like a Blarney. I can't do accents.
All right, go on.
You wouldn't guess it from context.
That was
keep going.
That was your
I like tacos and inquisitions.
That's wrong.
Inquisitions.
What does that mean?
Spanish.
Porky Pig.
Fucking Spanish Inquisition. That yeah, he couldn't do Porky. He had to go yippity yip.
That
yip,
was
that's
wait,
all, folks.
Inquisitions was your Spanish?
Yeah,
yes, the Spanish Inquisition.
My Irish when I said Blarney
said,
Stone.
All right, for Texan,
that.
You could have said, "Yeah, yeah, I got a big steak."
He even
he
said,
did.
"I'm from Texas."
No, I didn't, because what the fuck does that mean?
For Irish, you could have said, "Oh, I got these potatoes."
I
and
said
famishing.
Blarney Stone.
He's a
for Spanish, you could have said, "Yeah, they're building a wall."
No,
they're building the wall against me. I
no, oh, wait, that's Mexico. That's I hate you. I said wall for Texas, and you didn't get it.
No, I did not.
How would you got it for
who's
Spanish?
Next?
Who's
next? I hate you. Do I get to go?
I hate you.
What's up? Is it my turn again?
Well, Sean and I
this
win.
Dude,
so.
Yeah, we
said,
won.
Go to wall for Spanish.
It's all right. We're still going. We'll do one more. Let's do it. A dog? Oh, Scooby.
Oh, no. Close. I'm
Pluto?
In the future.
Pluto, that's
oh,
his name. Astro. Astro.
Yes. It's that's probably not the dog. I don't know. Oh, thank you, pretty mama.
Melvis?
Melvis?
I said Elvis. I said
oh,
Elvis.
Oh, let's hop in the bobsled and go down the...
Jamaican?
Yeah, man.
A bobsled?
Jamaican.
Oh, I'll go for a cup of tea at noon,
hold on.
Please.
British?
Yes.
This is how a team functions.
Get to the chopper!
Arnold?
Yes.
That's awesome you got, Arnold.
This is a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, suck it, Trebek.
Fuck,
I'm James Bond.
Sean Connery?
Yep. Suck it, Trebek.
Yeah. Let's go make them some
Italian?
Spaghetti. Yeah. Sucker and Thuckatash.
Fuck
no,
Sylvester Stallone. Or no.
Sylvester
Kitty or whatever.
Sylvester Stallone.
I did get Astro.
Oh my god.
You wouldn't believe
we did good.
Astro Jesuit. What was the last one supposed to be?
Sylvester Kitty.
Sylvester Kitty.
Sylvester Kitty.
No, you did Sylvester.
I did Daffy Duck.
You did the cat.
Cash. You did the cat.
I think that's
Sylvester.
The cat.
Oh, that is Sylvester the cat.
Why do I want to say
Tom and Jerry?
What's his name? Sylvester
Tom and Jerry?
Was it just Sylvester? That was it?
I think.
No, are you sure that's
but it? We're talking about somebody different. Right, it was supposed to be Donald Duck.
Fucking
Donald Duck's the or no. There you
yeah,
go. I can't do the voice.
But closest, but
he's closest, but that's
that
terrible. Yeah.
That's just him. He can't.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
my
remember.
Donald Duck.
Right.
So.
I don't know why.
So what are you doing, Paul? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Fapping.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I got it.
Sorry.
Ready?
What?
No.
Are you ready?
He doesn't know
do
what's
what?
Going on.
What are we doing?
Team.
No,
doing
I am ready.
Another round.
Paul's
no,
going.
We're gonna
last time. Yeah, let Paul right. go, and then we'll
well,
we'll
right.
stop
do
this
wanna
madness.
Do you want to have one of them hold it on their head and you guess?
Nope. These sure don't. No.
I can't wait.
Oh, wee-wee. Wee-wee. Wee-wee.
Jean-Michel Paul.
Nope, nope. Go back. Go back. Go back. Paul, go back.
Turn it upside down. Turn it.
Go back. Turn your hands back the other way. You had
turn
it right.
Turn
your hands
turn
around.
Your hand
the whole phone is.
God damn it!
All right, here you go. God damn it! He skipped it.
Hey yo, Paul!
Stop.
Hey, we
Dingo,
from down under.
He got it.
Oi, I make the sushi.
He didn't guess. He got
hold
it.
On. Did you
I am your father, Luke. I am your father.
Okay.
You got it,
Joe.
You got to guess.
No. What?
How did you get
stop it! Stop this!
What is the difference between the Bronx and Brooklyn? Oh,
come on!
What is the deal?
You're ruining this whole shit!
What's the deal with...
Give it back to Bob! We could have had this in the bag!
Okay, just relax. We'll move it over here.
I'm upset!
I have a huge question for everybody.
I had good things.
Hold on, okay, go ahead.
Everyone. Except for Paul, he won't remember.
The Bronx and Brooklyn on that.
And New Yorker.
They're different boroughs.
The Bronx and Brooklyn, aren't those the same?
They're different boroughs.
Tell that
but
to
no,
them,
hold on,
Bob.
Hold on.
Tell that to them.
The one that was the same was Brooklyn and Long Islander.
Paul, give up the phone. Long Islander, New Yorker, and Brooklyn.
Give up the phone before I put you in a rear naked choke.
I thought the Bronx was Brooklyn. My whole life.
I think Paul is giving up.
I've been wrong.
Paul, go ahead and say something into the mic.
I'm
glad you're here. It's nice to look to the left.
Remember that time that you wore a suit and a tie?
You remember that time you did a game and you wore the tie?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Let me and Bob get our redemption. Come on.
No, never.
That was bullshit.
I will do that.
All right. I'll let you guys get your redemption, then we're going to stop.
It's not going to be
stopped. What was the category?
Pick one. We'll still stop. Yeah,
just pick one. Just pick
one. Are you kidding me?
Me and Josie have always been the masters at this game. You guys cannot defeat us. Mm-mm. Remember Iron Namedon?
Yeah.
We did that with Jeff.
You had no one had
Wait, name that lost, tune. Right?
What's up? No, it was Jeff versus Josie. Jeffro the Hillbilly. Yeah. Hillbilly.
Jeffro.
Yeah, it was Jeff versus Josie.
I think he was a little bit shook from that.
Yeah.
I feel like he hasn't been the same. I feel like the teams are unbalanced because I got Paul, who is obviously like.
You're right.
He's Paul. And then Slim is just like, he's a generation down from me, man. He's
all right. Well,
dude. He's also the dude who says. The French accent, and it's like, whoa, dude.
So me, how about me and Slim do a round, and you two do a round?
Okay.
All right. And then we'll,
are we going
we'll
action?
Say okay.
Listen, on the version I have, I only have animals, blockbuster movies, icons and stars, accents, or Mr. DJ, or
Pick
Just
one.
Kidding.
Those were all the same and ones that we had on
there.
I don't know
kidding.
What Just Kidding is.
Well, we're doing it. Let's
it
do
sounds
that.
Like
a whether you're a kid or just a kid at heart, this is... I don't know. We'll just play it.
We're
going to
play Just Kidding.
All right.
Okay.
And if it sucks, then we're just kidding.
Capture hilarious moments by enabling instant replays. Oh, no. We got to record shit with that. No, I'm not going to...
Okay.
Oh,
you fuck up.
Okay.
So pick a different game.
I have to.
What was the trending thing?
Animals. We're doing animals.
All
right. Giraffe.
Because I like animals. I'm good at animals.
I like animals.
What is it?
Wait, Bobby.
It'll show an animal.
Bobby,
we got to describe it.
You got to do it.
No, it's me and Slim.
No, you have to make the noise of it.
It's a thing, and you squish it, and it smells.
Smells a snail?
No,
a slug.
It smells. It's a this fucking bites you on your arm. If you squeeze your arm while it's biting you, it'll explode.
A mosquito.
Yeah.
This is what I was earlier.
I mean, Ripley is. This is what
a
Ripley
bulldog
was.
Terrier. A bull.
No, no.
A bull.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. I'm in the X-Men.
Wolverine.
I'm Sonic and I run
Hedgehog.
Really fast. Yeah. I'm in the swamp and people are scared of me.
Shrek.
No. close, but
Frog. Gator.
Nah. Alligator. Yeah. Bobby feeds these to his animals.
Axolotls.
No, he feeds them to his animals.
Worms.
Yeah. I'm in a pear tree.
A partridge.
Okay, I got
you. Got partridge.
You got partridge.
Technically, you did it.
That's in there.
All right, so we're at 7.
All right, Bob.
I feel like Slim like really stepped it up.
Or do you want me to hold it first?
Yeah, when he got on my team,
this.
He was like, I better.
I don't know
I
motherfucking
succeed.
Celebrities and shit.
All right. I'll kick your
accents either. Yeah. I don't know people.
I have lots of legs and I'm gross as fuck.
Spider?
And I'm the human
centipede.
Yep. I have 8 legs. I'm also gross
spider.
As fuck. Yep.
I don't think they're gross.
I am
spiders.
In the ocean. I'm huge. I'm one of the largest animals. But close. I have a. I'm like
how
a camel.
You?
I'm like a camel, and I have a
humpback whale.
Yep. not a bull, but similar. I have horns, and I'm a two.
Fucking deer, Paul Bunyan had a blue one.
Ox.
Yep.
My bad. It's a good clue.
Baby cow. Baby cow. Yeah. I bury my head in the sand.
Ostrich.
Yep. I turn into a butterfly.
Caterpillar.
Yep. I have stripes. Us. But I'm a horse. Yep.
They beat us.
There's a movie made out of me. And I'm a bird and I'm black.
Brandon Lee died in this shit. Brandon Lee died. No, Brandon Lee died for this shit.
Sean.
Sorry.
Blah, blah, blah.
You got nine of them.
God damn it, Sean.
So I'm supposed to go on my head.
Beetle.
Stop helping, you motherfucker.
Bob, we didn't. He did.
Yeah, you got nine.
And so, then, so it's eight to nine. Paul, you keep
scoring. No, I had you had seven.
I tuned him out on
I missed that last at the last second, remember?
What's up?
We had eight. The last one, the last second.
No, you counted seven.
Yeah, you said seven, so what was it?
Did I say seven?
You said seven.
All right, seven's fine.
Okay.
Don't try to cheat.
Yeah. I ain't trying
to cheat. All right, man.
Seven to die.
I'm not playing at
all. Oh, dear.
No.
I scurry. I live in a house in your in a little...
A beaver? A mouse.
Yep, yep.
A beaver.
I'm a bald...
Eagle?
Yep. I'm kind of like a mouse, but I'm long.
A rat?
Like
no, I'm living in a cage.
A possum?
No, I'm a pet.
A centipede?
Nope. Skip it.
Yeah.
Not a, like a huge, the biggest dog you can find. The
Mastiff?
Nope, bigger than that.
A wolf?
A big Dalmatian? Dog. Huge dog.
What are those things called?
Skip it.
He said German Shepherd, so
not a lion, but
a fucking cub.
Kitty.
No, it's got stripes. It lives in the jungle.
Cheetah.
It lives in the jungle.
Tiger.
Yep.
Tony the.
Ow.
Yep.
That's
skip
an
it,
animal.
Skip it.
How is that?
My bad.
I didn't hear a skip. We got four.
Coral was
vulture
an
and
animal.
Bison were the last two, man.
We got four.
Yeah, but those
were
plants. I thought it was a plant.
Ferret. God damn, I forgot ferret. Great Dane. That's what I was trying to think of. I'm
like, you're like,
it's a big dog.
I couldn't think of what it was.
The biggest dog.
It is. Yeah, it's a big dog. I couldn't think of what it was called though. So it's going to your head now.
Yep.
Okay.
The biggest fucking dog.
We should have just done this game to begin with.
This phone is huge.
Oh, wait. Over here.
No.
8+.
No. You want to go play Super Nintendo?
Monkey chip.
Yep. It's monkey the fattest chip. Animal.
Hungry.
Rhino.
Stop, Sean!
They sit in water. And they,
hippo. Yeah. Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. Hip-hop.
These sting you and they're going extinct.
Oh, stingrays.
No, they sting you. They fly.
Oh, bumblebees.
Yeah.
Just regular bees.
Bees, whatever.
This is a Bill Murray movie where every
groundhog.
Day of year. Yeah. Oh, this is the Jim Carrey movie I was talking about earlier.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
March. Yeah, okay. This is. Might even skip count.
That one's easy. Dodo goes and says. Oh, yeah, I can't see Dodo.
Alone. It's the only in a pack.
It's a like, wolf.
Yes.
Yeah,
wolf.
Okay,
and,
sorry.
This is like a baby.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
I can't say chicken.
Yeah, I can't
sorry.
Say chicken because it's chick.
Sorry.
This is, it's got whiskers and it swims.
This is when you get somebody.
Otter.
No, when you get somebody on the internet without.
Oh, catfish!
Yeah. That was a good, but even though you're not on the team, that was really good catfish. This is when you get tricked on the internet.
Slim is just staring. He's staring bullets at me. My bad. Slim, sorry.
Hey,
we'd already
Slim.
Lost.
Well, we won't count, catfish.
Wait, Slim,
we'll
you're off
disgusting.
This. You're off the spot, Cass.
Slim, we are.
Forever.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't count catfish.
You lost your
my spot, man.
The first
no,
was
you already
nine
packed
seven.
Your bags.
The, what was your last score you guys got?
Like four.
Okay.
I think it was four, yeah.
Okay, so you guys had 7 and 4, so that puts you at...
11.
How would I have done Dodo Bird?
Dodo is
like,
insane.
That's easy. That's so easy.
I said
bird
Dodo,
from,
but yeah.
You can't
from
say
Tiny Toons. Bird yeah. from Tiny Toons.
Can't
oh, yeah,
bird.
You can't say bird.
So
the character
Bob
from Tiny Toons
that
smash himself on the sledgehammer.
Bob and I are up by two. Cause we
well, we're
going to
go another
half.
Round.
One more.
Yeah.
Ready?
We're
going to go another
two.
Round?
Yep. We're up by two. Okay.
All right. This is how competitive we are. We're going to end 10 minutes ago. It's like getting late. I burrow nuts.
Wow.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gingrich.
Gingrich? Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Exit. He's the Speaker of the House from 1994.
What?
Next. No, this is a animal they throw on the ice in the New Jersey Devils hockey games.
An otter?
What? No, when somebody gets three goals, they'll throw one of these on the ice. Okay.
Squid.
When you get three strikes in bowling, this is
a turkey.
Yeah.
Animal reference, you know, is a sport reference.
A sheep.
Yeah. I am. I have a club.
A billy goat.
No, skip it. Elk slotch. Anyway.
A bee.
But I'm not
no,
that.
A hornet.
Yeah. I'm a 64-bit Atari console from 1991.
I hate you.
Wait, no. I'm a black cat.
I'm a
jaguar.
Car.
64-bit
Jaguar.
What the fuck is that
the
one?
The 64-bit Atari console.
What the fuck is a Jaguar?
It's a cat.
Like it as an, in a, are you asking?
There's literally an NFL team named after them.
Bro, I swear to God, you think I'm your age.
Are you thinking there's
a
Panthers?
There's a Jacksonville Jaguars. No.
I throw it on the ice when they win.
Yeah, it's...
I don't watch hockey.
They throw squids on the goddamn ice.
They squirt.
Why do they do that?
No, I think they throw an octopus on the ice anyway.
Yeah, all right, Bob, we're only two behind. All we got to get is three to
fucked
win.
Fucked up, dude. Come on.
I thought I did really good at that.
You're bad.
I bet you, hold up. I bet you Chris Clem will be like, that was good discussion.
Sure.
I'm a bandit in the night, and I steal from your trash can, and I have a raccoon. Mask. Yes.
Oh.
I'm in the sea. I am chicken of the sea.
Ah, a tuna.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey.
I am
only male ones of us could get pregnant.
The sea lion.
Yeah.
Oh!
I was wrong.
If you say anything else, I swear to God,
you're going
to
fight me.
I have a hard shell and I like to bite you.
Turtle? Snapping turtle.
Yep. I don't exist, but people think
unicorn.
I might have.
Skyrim.
I got huge teeth and I blow fire.
Slim,
I breathe fire. Yes, thank
Slim,
you.
Slim, sorry.
this was a TV show with
it's hard
Nathan
not to.
Fillion.
They're
and
on
it
the
lasted
screen.
One season and it was by Joss Whedon.
Fuck. Firefly.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a long trunk and big ears.
Buffy.
Elephant.
Dumbo. Yep.
Buffy.
Christmas time. Rudolph the
Reindeer.
Greensburg.
Yep.
hey, and how did you not get Newt when I said Gingrich?
Because that was amazing, by the way. That was the best clue of the whole night. Newt Gingrich.
Ain't no one helping us, Sean. Why are you saying anything?
I don't know. It's hard when they're right there.
No, all right.
Are we?
Get it together.
Yeah, you're right. The round just ended.
Stinger. It looks like a spider, but it's got a stinger.
B.
No,
no, no.
Spider, but it's got a stinger.
Opposite of Sub-Zero.
Oh, scorpion.
Get over here. it's like a deer, but it's got longer antlers.
It's also in
moose.
Africa.
Nope, it's in Africa.
Sucks up
fucking in Africa.
Skip it, skip it,
little
skip
boys.
Antelope.
It's like a moth, but prettier.
A butterfly?
Yep.
Yeah.
it's that snake that rattles up and just
rattlesnake.
Close.
It's a king. It's a king.
Bite at you.
King cobra.
Yep.
Yep, you got it, cobra.
He said snake.
It sleeps at night. It'll fucking.
I'm gonna fly
a vampire.
Favorite superhero.
Batman.
Yep.
Yeah.
We hunt it for fun.
You hit a lot of
deer.
Road.
Yep.
You hit a lot of.
Roar, king of the jungle.
Lion.
Yep. They eat this certain little type of thing that was in your kitchen a while ago. Yep.
You could have said Arthur.
Arthur, yeah.
The aardvark?
Yeah. No, aardvark is an anteater. My bad. So I got 7 at that.
I lost track of scores, so...
Me too, yeah. It doesn't matter anymore.
I'm just mad at you for...
He's mad at me.
Helping out the competition. God damn.
Right. Well, competition
we just have
good.
To get a few to win.
I'm guessing...
Yeah, just one. Pretty much just one.
Yeah.
Kidding.
It's in the... Water, but it's almost like coral, but it's a different thing. Skip it. I don't know. Sea urchin.
Hit back again. See if it'll.
On guard, but it swims.
Yeah, from Doggy Gone Country.
Yeah, on guard, but it swims.
Anyway.
No, but it's
swordfish.
Yeah. Oh, so no, it's from the same habitat again, and you eat them, and you get really horny at bars. Yes. fuck? This is Spanish a football fly. Team. It's a cat that's all black.
Panthers.
Yep. This is in Alaska. And
polar bear.
Oh, yep. I was going to say Coke commercial. This is a lizard that...
Iguan.
Geico commercials.
Geico, yeah.
Gecko.
It can save you 15% or more.
These go so slow and they have a shell and
sloth.
You eat them in
oh,
France.
Oh, hermit crab. Oh.
You eat them in France.
Paul.
Snail. Slim's like, thanks for handing me my... You want a glass? Want a glass to share it with him?
Champs.
No, you want a clean glass?
You can finish my drink.
I'm How about I finish your
me
drink?
Me and Josie are at the top of the food chain.
You guys are the top of the food chain.
You guys want...
No, this... Yeah, yeah, we... It's getting
it's
late.
A, it's a clear victory
you, I
want to
let
point.
You get home. I did it. My parents became honorary fraternity members.
Oh, yeah?
Now we're going to move on. They went good. To the...
Just after
segue,
that.
Yeah,
right.
Nice.
They went to the Kent stage, right, for a concert last night. And, I guess when they were walking back to their car, my dad saw like a fraternity house with a bunch of kids out front. He decided, hey, Lori, hold on a second. I'm going to go talk to these kids. My mom's like, what the fuck? So he starts talking to him like, was this an old funeral home? Because I used to run sound here and do a party around the corner and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, yeah, my grandpa told me all about that. And so apparently this place used to be a funeral home. Now it's a fraternity. And, my parents started talking to him about May 4th and the Kent State shooting and all this shit and like hanging out. They offered my dad a beer. My dad starts drinking this Bush Light on the porch with these kids. My dad's like, this is gross ass beer.
They all agreed, fuck Richard Spencer. Yeah.
So my dad, this is what happened. Then they go to the concert. Then when they're on their way back to the car, they go, hey, Charlie, Lori, come hang out. So my dad and my mom go and hang out with fraternity bros. On a Monday night, and they're
I
like,
totally
oh, yeah.
Totally picture your parents doing keg stands.
They're like, anytime you want to park here before you go to a concert, just park here. So now my parents got like an honorary parking spot at the Delta Ta Delta house. And I was just like, what the? This was the most mind blowing story. My dad's like, oh, yeah, my son used to play at Screwy Louie's right down the road.
So,
right
we're going to haze him.
Yeah, now we gotta break my parents into the fraternity. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're gonna see my dad streaking. Streaking.
Right into the quad.
Streaking to the quad.
You're my boy, Charlie.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome to hear that my...
When they're sleeping and when they wake up, one hand's got shaving cream in it and the other one's in a... Cup of warm water.
Yeah.
My dad, he
his
really enjoyed it.
In his bed.
These
his
were
mom's running.
And the surprising
quad.
Thing was like these
no,
were.
We just have you piss on them.
Pittsburgh.
The
what
thing about
doing?
It was we actually had. There was actually nice people out there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine 1999, some old people walk by and you're like, hey, fuck you.
I think it just depends on the people you run into.
But no, nowadays they're just like, come hang out at our fraternity.
Yeah, just push right on them.
Delta Ta Delta for life, bro.
Yeah, Delta Delta, my bladder won't hold.
My dad's like, we're going to park there and I'm just going to take him a 12-pack of beer. And just get out of the car and leave a 12-pack and just leave the car there.
I'm so like, pissy on it.
It's like the Santa Claus to them now.
Yeah. I thought this was hilarious. I was like, you guys were just kicking it at a fraternity before seeing... I can't remember what the name of the band is, but they're the band that sings a song that's like, one thing led to another.
I feel like this one is why he wanted that equipment from the basement.
Yeah,
earlier he was like,
he
made a new son.
He wanted that stereo receiver. He made a new son. He's going to give that stereo receiver to somebody else. Yeah, he had me take the realistic stereo receiver back. The old 70s receiver I had in the basement.
Hey, Sean's an adult now. I made a new kid.
Yeah, I got a new kid. He's Delta Ta Delta.
Hey, what do you know about recording music?
It was great.
Look at him.
What a wacky world we live in. It's like wacky races in this place.
What?
Like Muttley.
It's like one big game of Crossfire.
I'm missing CD soon.
Josie was doing Muttley laughs earlier.
What's that?
Where you're like...
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Muttley.
Let's hear it.
I can't.
What? She was, no, I have to just talk about how, like, Ripley... bounce the ball off of
I don't know if I will laugh again like that because I have such bad indigestion and heartburn right now that I feel like I'm dying.
Heartburn, yeah, it's caffeine. Caffeine gives you heartburn. Yeah, and stress. You're probably really stressed out right now.
Yeah, I'm on.
Do you want a Zantac? I don't have one, but that would be great.
Yeah. They're going to say a Xanax.
You want a Benadryl?
No, Zantac.
Yeah, one, so do I.
Yeah, I'm going to go do drugs with my dog now. See ya!
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to end the episode. We recorded an hour and a half, so it's done. Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
No problem. Thank you for
having us. This was awesome. I'll see you next week. Let's have a good day. No. What'd you say?
I said you're going to regret it when you listen back. All it's going to be is, no, no,
no, no,
no.
Just 7 minutes of monkey noises and good. Stuff.
I think you guys haven't missed a thing.
I think this podcast will take us to number one on the charts.
Let's do it.
The only reason why I invited you over was to beat I Can't Read.
Yeah.
And good thing Paul won't remember this tomorrow.
No, he'll love it.
No, he's going to be like, why is the main show beating me now? Because he won't even remember he's on this.
Why is my name on this last episode? I don't do that anymore.
Ew.
Pittsburgh? It's been a while since I pissed all over the town.
That's awesome. Paul,
how dare you?
Paul, I Can't Read's on Twitter at I can't read. EYE can't read.
I can't tweet. That should be it.
I can't promote.
You guys are, you know, you're super popular. You're the most popular podcast under the sun now.
That's a lot of peas.
Yeah, Chance will promote you, but not mine. What a good friend.
No, he won't promote yours because I'm on it.
I meant the other one, too. Oh, he still listens to I Can't Read. Yeah, he loves it.
I Can't Read's a good show.
That's great.
It's what everybody
else. It's awesome. Are you gonna have Chance on so he can finally come?
Hold on, what?
He's been tweeting Paul every fucking week for the last 6 months that, hey, I love your episode, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to have him on?
What did you just say?
You're putting him on the spot here.
Well,
I love your last episode.
You're not
episode.
Asking the proper Paul.
You're not a proper Paul.
We'll never have you on.
That's not true.
When he got here playing pool, you should have asked him that.
Yeah, you should have asked me.
And you would have said yes, and then tomorrow and be like, nah. So this is the true Paul.
You asked Pool Paul about it.
Chance will never come on.
Pool Paul.
I'm sorry, Chance.
Tony likes the format. Tony likes the format.
It's Tony's fault.
No, sorry, it's not. Yeah. It's not necessarily. No,
it's not Paul.
But Tony
Paul
does
would
like,
love.
It just he likes the chemistry between.
Paul
the
would
two of
love
them.
To have Chance on, but Tony.
Tony
no,
would,
no.
I'm joking.
Not necessarily.
I'm joking.
Tony's all like, "Fuck him."
He's a real stickler. No. I feel it. Yeah, I don't like Chance either. So,
but
I mean,
Tony
I
might not feel as. Tony might not want to be Tony with.
Yeah,
someone
with somebody else there with an Akron rapper there. You know, he might just be like,
he might be intimidated.
Yeah.
That so guy's too freely spoken for this show.
Exactly.
Holy shit! I was telling him he's too freely choking, Bob.
Oh,
Paul, you had
on your dick.
Hold on, earlier.
He really is on your dick lately.
Get off, Chance.
Is on your dick lately. Just saying, though.
Paul, you had a great joke earlier when I told you that I got paper out of the Redbox machine. when I tried to rent Madden NFL 19, and I got a piece of paper out of the Redbox. What did you tell me about my paper experience?
It brings a whole new
meaning.
No, hold on.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
There's a whole new.
It brings a whole new
meaning.
To paper football.
Damn.
Paul told me that earlier, and I didn't laugh, and he's like, well, I thought that was a good joke.
Yeah. I was like, that was an amazing joke.
I said, God damn it.
That's why I was asking earlier if it was a mixtape, because I was trying to be as good as Paul when I said NBA Jams.
Sorry, you got a bell for it, so it paid. It paid off.
Dang.
No, thank you guys for coming and staying for a long time. We were going to talk for like 20 minutes and you were going to leave, and now it's been an hour and a half.
I love you
all. I hope it's not midnight. That's all I hope.
No, it's 11:20.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, you're all right.
It's 11:59.
Yeah.
Here, Paul.
I got a minute to get home, and I'll make it.
I'm playing things for Paul now just in my ears. Oh, hold on. That doesn't work.
What does that even mean? playing things were falling out just in my ears.
I meant in his ears.
Oh. See the three way totally and sacrifice.
Yeah.
You
got to stop. He just took the headphones off. He took the headphones off.
I got 66 and 2/3 chance of winning.
Because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me. He's not even going to try.
So Samoa Joe, you take your 33
and third chance.
Minus my 25% chance. And you got an 8 1/3 chance of
Samoa
winning.
Samoa Joe?
Yeah, sacrifice.
Fuck off.
35% chance of winning.
How dare you?
At least go 1-1.
And then add 66 2/3 chance. Percents.
I got 131 2/3
chance of winning a sacrifice. Samoa Joe.
The numbers.
Oh, my bad. It's Senior Joe.
And they spell disaster for you.
Is that like Samoa Joe's dad?
Senor Joe. And he says that. Now I'm playing fake laughs. Oh, I actually heard. My bad. I actually heard what the original fake laugh was, too. It was so funny when I was listening to that episode that's on our Patreon. Yeah. Soon as I hear you go, ha, 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 I was like, that was it. That's the fuck. I wish I could remember what the joke. I know it's like a gay joke or something. It's so. It's that something is. That would be. That we shouldn't be laughing to.
It
and
takes
you're like,
me so fucking time. No, that episode ended and they left and I was just like, can we cut that out?
Cut the whole
damn,
episode.
I gotta look back.
Yeah. You're on our Patreon.
So I am, but I haven't listened yet, but.
Check it out.
Patreon?
Yeah.
I still pay a dollar even though I show up here every Tuesday.
Well, it's only technically like paying 66 lousy. Cents because a third of it is his.
I get my money back is what he's saying.
he bleeds lousy weather media. The colors of lousy.
It's a return investment.
Gray and white.
All right. Thank you. We're going to end the show right now. Thank you, guys. Let's have
a
good day.
Bye.
He's not celiac.
Do I have a...
Good douche.
You have nothing.
He's never had his period.
The Undertaker theme song. Thank you, guys. Let's have a good day.
Celiac, is that...
Me, she's like, do you feel any different? I'll wait.
That's what she said.
No. I just figured because guess what, guys? I turned 31 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Old as hell.
Old. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is premium content right now.
And you ready?
I figured putting I would this over save Patreon. It. I figured everyone would want to know. Hey, since we're back, that I had a birthday.
You had a birthday. I've had a birthday.
Just let you know, man. We all age.
Y'all too with the Micromon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we
okay, I see it now. Did we start?
Not yet.
Are we in there? You're oh, okay. I'm ready.
Goddamn reunion.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.